This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 223 for Thursday, January 16th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are weaker Thursday morning in heavy trading that's seen the March contract fall below its major moving averages. That March canola contract drops $22.50 at $607.60 per ton, and the May contract gives up $20.50 at $619.30 per ton. It appears canola is now excluded from the latest changes the United States Treasury Department made to the Section 45Z biofuel tax credit. Canadian canola oil has been one of the key imports for U.S. biofuel production, with the U.S. as Canada's top foreign customer of the oil. Added to that, there's ongoing uncertainty surrounding the tariff plans of the incoming Trump administration, which is set to take power on Monday. Also, sharp declines in the Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil, along with losses in crude oil, are adding to canola's woes today. The Canadian dollar is lower Thursday morning, with the loonie at 69.5 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 69.76. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announces a private sale for 132,000 tons of old crop soybeans to China, and there's a private sale for 135,000 tons of old crop corn to Taiwan. The USDA issues its export sales report, with soybeans at 569,000 tons, soy meal at more than 144,000 tons, and soy oil at 57,200 tons. U.S. corn comes in at 1.02 million tons, and wheat exceeds 513,000 tons. The Rosario Grain Exchange reduces its call on the Argentina soybean harvest by 500,000 tons at 53 million, citing dry conditions. Rosario lops off 2 million tons on its estimate of the Argentina corn harvest, now at 48 million. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Thursday morning. The March contract drops 17 cents at $10.26 per bushel. March soy oil gives up a penny at 45.27 cents per pound. March soy meal is down $4.60 at $297.40 per short ton. Also in Chicago, March corn pulls back 4 cents at $4.75 per bushel. March oats step back 2 cents at $3.47.5. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as well, with Chicago March down 4 cents at $5.43. Kansas City March retreats a nickel at $5.52. And Minneapolis March gives up 4.5 cents at $5.83. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, January 16th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.